Killer ideas on how to increase sales using affiliate newsletters. Starting a newsletter is a great way to advertise your affiliate products and increase sales. Create an opt-in inbox on your site and offer them something in exchange for their email address. Once you get their email address, you can start emailing them your newsletter. Your newsletter should go out once a week or once a month. Here are some of the reasons why it is important to send affiliates a newsletter on a regular basis. It becomes easy to address regular questions. You can keep them constantly updated on any new developments, changes in site policies, new tools to use, etc. You can give updates on new contests and products that can lure new affiliates. It allows you to stay connected and communicating to them and always keeping them close. You make them have you in their mind so that they can remember to promote you. Quick effective tips on how to write excellent affiliate newsletters. Don't just have a boring monthly newsletter. You can make them effective by using subject lines that have keywords. Let your subject line send out a clear message that the newsletter is meant for affiliates and not consumers. If you are interesting enough, be sure that almost every affiliate will be interested to know the contents. Tip: use a subject line that states the highest commission paid the previous week. Another opener is, "Hey Gary, we're grateful that you promote products at whateveryourwebsiteis.com. This defines who you are and how important the Gary is to the organization. Appreciating and acknowledging affiliates will always get them to open emails. Arrange your topics at the beginning of the newsletter to let them know what is inside. A bullet list that briefly states what the contents are will help them grasp what you are offering inside. If you hide your content below, no one has the time to go through everything. You can also hyperlink to the appropriate areas of the newsletter to make their work easier. Affiliates will always look for what suits them. It is your job to make this possible and easier. Keep affiliates close by offering coupons, notice of sales, codes, discounts that they can offer, contests, etc. Before you launch anything new, give affiliates the product for free so that they can write a review and praise it to their traffic with authority. Unlike consumers, affiliates need weekly newsletters. Make it happen because they prefer that you be in touch. If you're doing it once a month, then you need to change. Once a month is a long time, and some might even forget that you exist. Use plain old text for emails. Why? Because emails with these texts load faster on PCs and phones, the emails are less likely to be flagged as spam. Chances that a recipient will read this kind of mail are also high. On the other hand, you can use HTML in case you are in the high-tech industry. You can also use HTML to display new banners. However, if you still don't know what is best for you, be wise and test. Interact with your affiliates by asking them what they need to succeed. Gone are the days when a 20-minute survey used to work. Today, you need to show affiliates your forum and let them join. Ask them what they need, how they need it, and what they think. Their insight can take you far and increase your sales only if you keep them close. If you've never given affiliates a chance on flash sales, this is the time to put them on the list. Flash sales are sales with significant discounts that normally don't last very long and come with little warning. Every affiliate has preference. Many love to plan their promotions, but you will never miss an affiliate who likes flash sales. Do you have a call to action? Call to action at the end of a newsletter can channel affiliates to your webpage for codes and banners or request more information. Giving specific calls to action can help you understand what they need and you can advise them accordingly. Test your newsletter before you hit send. You can verify this by ensuring the newsletter has no errors, is accurate, and has no spelling mistakes. It is always important to have contact information on every newsletter that you send. If you know nothing about what you should have in your affiliate newsletter, Google and YouTube are your friends. You can get great ideas and tutorials to help you get your newsletter set up correctly. Be ahead of things and know what your competitor does. You can update yourself through their newsletters and check on their latest progress.